At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is John Batzer speaking with colleague Mark Clifford, the author of a new book, The Troublemaker, about Jimmy Lai, a man who came from very few circumstances and became a very successful retail seller and then publisher in Hong Kong in the late 20th century into the 21st century until the persecution and the brutality and the recklessness of the People's Republic of China, the Chinese Communist Party. He's been in jail for years, facing a condemnation that will very likely include the rest of his life. He's 77. And Mark Clifford speaks of him passionately, but we also speak of the other editors at Apple Daily, a very successful, now defunct publication in Hong Kong, and how they are kept in jail without any understanding of when they can leave, despite the fact that they pled guilty and are ready to be sentenced. Mark explains. Mark Clifford, The Troublemaker is the book. More of this tonight.
Besides Jimmy, six of my other colleagues at Apple Daily are in jail. They've all pled guilty. They're waiting for their sentencing. Their sentencing is, they're hostage to Jimmy's trial for reasons that I don't completely understand. I mean, the testimony in his trial is over. They've said they want to plead guilty. I think one of the hardest things about being a prisoner is just the uncertainty. You don't know if you're going to be in prison, you know, a day or the rest of your life. And the fact that the Hong Kong government, a place that still claims that it holds to rule of law and all the common law traditions it inherited from its 156 years of British colonialism, the fact that the Hong Kong government won't even do the basically human, decent thing, the legal thing of sentencing people who've pled guilty, is just speaks to their cruelty.